you hear something new on CFRC? Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, everyone. The name's Jaden, and I'm the host of the hot new show on CFRC's block, Sounds of the Diaspora. On this show, we'll be celebrating black music across all eras, genres, and borders, with a dose of history and politics. From hip-hop to rock and roll, from Afrobeats to Bossa Nova, we're your one-stop shop for everything black. Every Thursday at 10 p.m., only on 101.9 CFRC. And remember, the black of the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, because I'm no change. Change is the devil.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. And I'm sure if you were tuned in earlier, you heard Jeff's lovely Halloween episode, spooky season episode. I was originally planning on doing a spooky season, but I decided to leave it until next week because I had a couple songs that I wanted to play that wouldn't have quite fit the mark for spooky season, I suppose. But the good news is today I'm doing an all-Canadian episode, which I very rarely do on The Mood with May anymore because I have my other show, What's Brewing, which is Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. for half an hour, and that's all new, all Canadian music. So I usually leave the entirely CanCon show to Tuesday mornings, but I had some that I wanted to highlight, some songs, Canadian songs that I wanted to highlight, and I figured why not just do it all in one episode. So without further ado, we'll get into it. I have some artists from kind of all over the place. I'm going to say a lot of them are from Montreal because a lot of the musicians that I listen to from Canada are from Montreal. But we're going to kick things off with an artist that I played on this show previously, I think on my very first episode many years ago, Badge Epoque Ensemble. This song specifically is not the ensemble, it's just Badge Epoque. It's a solo project done by the primary person from Badge Epoque Ensemble, which is Maximilian Twig Turnbull. This was released middle of September, September 16th. And Badge Epoque Ensemble is a Toronto-based group. This is more symphonic jazz funk, elements of psychedelia, as I kind of mentioned a little bit earlier. And in this song, he uses a lot of cellos and flutes. It kind of has progressive movements, obscure vocoding is what he has mentioned. And this is off of the upcoming album, Furry Worried Ape, which releases on November 14th. This is the second album that's made under just Badge Epoque, which is the solitary variant of Badge Epoque Ensemble, like I mentioned. And the song is Empathic Vertigo. Now, since I've played this on What's Brewing, I've kind of added it into my daily rotation. I previously added the Badge Epoque Ensemble song from their 2022 album, Clouds of Joy, Chance of Rain, as in like the reign of a king or the reign of a queen. So if you enjoy this song, I strongly recommend that you check out the rest of the Badge Epoque solo variant and then the Badge Epoque Ensemble. After that, we are going to kind of go in a little bit of a different direction. This is more of a folky song, I guess you could say. And this is by an artist whose name, I apologize, I'm probably going to butcher. It took me like five times to re-record me saying her name when I did the episode. This is Leanne Bedesimosuke Simpson. So hopefully that's correct. This is a single called White Kites and Sky Blue. And Leanne is a Mishisagi Anishinaabe writer, musician, and academic. So she's very active in Indigenous politics, Indigenous policy. This song is kind of written about persistence and colonialism, the destruction of resource extraction, and the corruption of Western politics. And she is a scholar, so all of her work is kind of grounded in her research, grounded in her study of, you know, the history of Indigenous peoples as it relates to the government, as it relates to the environment, etc. She has a lot of papers published. I haven't yet gotten the chance to read through them, but I'm very interested in learning more from her. And she has some upcoming tour dates, including a November 6th date at the Broom Factory. So if you enjoy this song, definitely check out her discography and maybe attend the gig at the Broom Factory. And then she also has subsequent dates in Scarborough and Ottawa. So if those are easier to get to, or if you're in those areas, you know, mid-November, then definitely check her out. And this is in anticipation of her album, Live Like the Sky, which releases in 2 days on October 24th. And this is a follow-up to her Polaris Prize shortlisted Theory of Ice. And then after that, we are going to listen to a song by Ori, who also has an album coming up. This is a collab track with Charlotte Day Wilson called Behave, released August 21st. It was written and produced by both artists. Ori is based in Montreal. She's French Guinean born. And then Charlotte Day Wilson is Toronto born, which I'm sure many people know because she's very prominent. And this is kind of a blend of orchestral composition and electronic music. Ori tends to be more of a R&B singer-songwriter mixed with the electric elements. And her new album is coming out this weekend, also on the 24th, I believe. And then she's doing a album release in Montreal, which I really wanted to go to. But unfortunately, I just don't have the funds to get out there right now. But if you're in Montreal this weekend, I strongly recommend you go. One of the things that I always say is the best way to support your favorite artists, your local artists, is to go to the shows so that they are making money from ticket revenue, buying merch if you're able to, and supporting them online, following them, reposting. In the world of streaming, and I'm sure this is a spiel that you've all heard, in the world of streaming, it is very hard for artists to make a living. So if you can support your favorite artists in a more physical way, if you have that capability, if you have the monetary means to do so, I strongly recommend going out and supporting artists in person, online, buying merch. Even buying their album on Bandcamp is a little bit more significant than streaming. So again, if you really do like love an artist, it doesn't hurt to own some of their music or own some of their merch or see them live. I think it's a fun experience. And yeah, anyhow, we're going to get into it with the first few songs. So we're going to kick it off with Empathic Vertigo by Badge Epoque, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. sweet way the memories are made under a different name. But there's nothing I will trade if we're blind for this time.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Uri and Charlotte Day Wilson with Behave. And before that, we had Leanne Benesimoske Simpson with White Kites and Sky Blue. And at the very top of that set, we had Empathic Vertigo by Badge Epoch. Right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Today, we're doing Canadian music because why not? Why wouldn't we do Canadian music? For those of you who don't know, I have another show Tuesday mornings at 7:30, which is early, I know. But it's all Canadian and all new music, which is where the first few tracks have come from. So if you liked the sound of what you're hearing, this is kind of what it looks like on Tuesday mornings as well. And it's new every week. I try to make sure that I'm playing different artists every week. So I'm not just playing, okay, this artist released a single and now their album's out, so I'll play another song by them. I do try to get like a good diversity of voices, of sounds, genres. I try my very best to find artists from all over Canada, across the provinces and territories. It's really just what's available, what's accessible, and what I can find that's within the new criteria for that week. But that being said, should you ever have a song that you'd like to recommend to me, whether it's Canadian or not, new or not, please feel free to reach out. If you go to the CFRC website to my time slot, which is either today, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. or Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m., my email will be there and you can send me any music that you'd like me to hear. You can put your own music if you feel so inclined. More than happy to play local artists and Canadian artists alike. That being said, moving on, we have some more Canadian artists. Wow, crazy. We're going to kick things off with an artist that's very near and dear to my heart. Some of you may know her, some of you may not. This is Nemesis. She is a Palestinian Canadian artist. She most recently released an album in 2024 called Verbatim. And she actually released this album independently because she got dropped from her label for talking about what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Gaza right now. A little disclaimer before I touch on this very briefly, that the views that I say on this show are of my own. They don't represent the station. They don't represent Queens. So that being said, a lot of things we know are happening in Gaza right now. And allegedly there was a ceasefire that wasn't really a ceasefire because over 100 Palestinians have died since that point, reported. That doesn't include ones we don't know about. And one thing that I always like to say in relation to music is that music is always inherently political, whether you like it or not. And a lack of a statement or a lack of speaking on an issue is saying as much as if you are to speak on an issue. And for somebody to completely separate themselves from tragedies that are happening across the world, whether it's in Palestine, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's in the Sudan, for somebody to completely step away from that and say, well, it's not my responsibility, I don't live there, I don't want to think about it, that's inherently a political statement in and of itself. That being said, Nemesis was dropped from her label for speaking out about Palestine as a Palestinian Canadian artist, which is kind of crazy. So this song she just recently released is a cover of a Lorde song called Team. Now, her intention behind this and her the way that she arranged it and did the vocals is a little bit different. And for her specifically, she covered this song, I believe it was in 2023, when things started really escalating in Gaza. And she kind of arranged it and she sung it as an anthem for Palestinian people. You know, we live in cities that aren't seen on screens. Anyhow, she officially released it as a cover on streaming as of October 17th. And the music video that she put together with it is also extremely powerful. It has symbols of the Palestinian resistance. And I think it's just really important. I did an episode on Free Palestine earlier in the season. But I do think it's really important that the way that you're consuming not only like your day-to-day life, the food that you're consuming, where you're shopping, where you're choosing to spend your money, but also the music that you're streaming does really have an impact. That being said, if you can stream Palestinian artists or, you know, purchase albums from them, if they're local to you, like a Palestinian Canadian artist, then if you're able to support them at their shows, it does really make a difference. And there's lots of resources online. I believe SPHR Queens or Labor for Palestine Queens are some Instagram handles that have resources on what you can do to support Palestinians from Kingston, whether that's donating, whether it's divesting or calling for Queens to divest in certain companies that have been investing in Israeli armed forces, the IDF and the IOF. That being said, that's my spiel for today, just because everything that's happening with the ceasefire is not, in fact, looking like a ceasefire. And I think that it's an important reminder to just make sure that what you're consuming is in line with your values and that everything is inherently political, unfortunately, in today's day and age. And in a capitalist, post-capitalist society, your dollar really does make a difference. So if you can spend that locally, if you can spend that at a company that's not investing in, you know, militant technology, then all for the better. After that, we have Proud Dads, which is a Canadian, I guess, sort of rock ensemble. They have released this song most recently called Burnt Woods as a single. This came out on October 10th. And when I looked into it a little bit, this was also sort of in support of Palestine and talking about the things that are happening in the world today. So from their post specifically, so I'm not paraphrasing, Burnt Woods is a song about ongoing injustices we are watching through our phone screens every day. Don't stop watching. Don't stop caring. Do everything in your abilities to help free Ukraine, free Palestine. I do really appreciate when artists who are not necessarily Palestinian release songs in support of Palestinian artists. I know that there's been quite a few. There have been a lot of artists who have signed the petition to remove their music from Israel and to remove their music from Spotify because of everything that was happening with the AI military bots that Daniel Ek was investing in. That being said, if you can consume music ethically or as ethically as possible and with artists that are in alignment with your values, all the better. So this is Proud Dads from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I actually just stumbled across them, but they seem to be a little bit of a smaller band. So definitely check them out. They have two other songs on streaming right now. And then after that, we are going to do a song by Talking Violet. This is called Destroy. And this is their most recent single. It came out on October 16th. I believe I've played them previously on a show somewhere, but they're from Windsor, Ontario. They have more of a shoegaze, grunge gaze, and dream pop sound to them. And they're just a really cool artist to kind of get into from Canada. So without further ado, here is Team by Nemesis, written by Lord, on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Cities you'll never see on the screen, not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of the palace within my dreams, and you know we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there, I'm kind of older than I was when I rebelled without a care. Call all the ladies out there in their finery. 100 jewels on thrust, 100 jewels between teeth. Now bring my boys in their skin and craters like the moon. Brother, while he goes to the room, dancing around the lies we tell, dancing around big eyes as well. Even the comatose, they don't dance and tell. Pretty.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Talking Violet with Destroy. Before that, we had Burnt Woods by Proud Dad. And at the very top of that set, Nemesis with Team. Right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, this is The Mood with May. So today, we've been doing all Canadian artists, a lot of new Canadian music. I think all of it's been new so far. I have a lot of songs to play, and I actually surprisingly yapped too much, not surprisingly. So we're going to cut it down a little bit, and I'm going to try and be quippy with this next talking segment so that we can actually just listen to music for the rest of the hour. I have some here that are more Halloween-y, more spooky. I'm going to save those for next week. So if you want to hear some good Canadian Halloween music, spooky music, then tune in next week to The Mood with May, Wednesdays, 10 a.m. So for the rest of today, I have a few different options. So the first artist that I'm going to play is Ghost Flower, and this is the first single that they actually have out at the moment. I know they're Canadian. I believe they are from Ottawa or Halifax. Those are two very different cities, but I will definitely... I'll definitely look into it more. You'll probably hear them on What's Brewing if you tune in Tuesdays, 7:30 a.m. I'll play them in the next few weeks. So this is like a little bit of a sneak peek, but this is their first single on streaming, and it's called Please Don't Take Your Love Away. I really enjoyed this when I was listening to it earlier today, but this came out on October 14th. I found them yesterday night, and now here we are. After that, we have the Isosceles Project, which is more psychedelia, stoner prog rock based in Hamilton, Toronto. It's an instrumental track, but I really did enjoy it. I found this band probably last week, a couple days ago. This was their EP or album put out on October 17th. And in true stoner metal prog rock fashion, they have a 15-minute track and an 8-minute track and a 6-minute track. So if you're looking for good rock instrumentals to study to, Queen students, midterm season, I see you, I'm in it, I'm feeling it, then check out the Isosceles Project. And then we're going to finish things off with a Quebecois group, Éon de Jeunes, This is an electro pop group based out of Quebec. They have indie pop, punk rock, synthwave influences. And I found them last year, but this is a single off of their most recent album, Secoue le Sol, called Villebrequin. It's the first single off of the album, and I strongly recommend checking it out. This also came out on October 17th, so I'm sure you'll see a song from this album pop up on What's Brewing in the next couple weeks. But that being said, without further ado, we'll get into it. I'll add one more song, Dirty Ribbons. Listen to the radio. This is another newer Canadian artist. They only have 3 songs on streaming, and this single came out on October 12th, so also very, very new. It's a Nova Scotia-based singer-songwriter, Nadia Kane. It's her solo project. And I imagine that there's an upcoming album if she's been dropping singles pretty regularly. So if you enjoy this song, look out for her on streaming. Keep an eye out. So without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Please Don't Take Your Love Away by Ghost Flower right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
If you say nothing, I'll say nothing. Just keep breathing, morning's bound to come. If I was unkind, I was a fool. It was all for you. Please don't take your love.
Listen to the radio. Where did everybody go? There's silence all around the globe. I say it again, come on in. Voices in the static fade, riding out the echo waves, moving in and out of phase. I say
We're
Hello.
Stereo Lab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to
CFRC,
the best radio station we've ever heard.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife.